Hello and welcome to Helix Reviews, the American Film Institute's top 100 movies. Today, we're looking at number 82, that is Sunrise, A Song of Two Humans. This is a silent film that came out in 1927. Now, I didn't know much about this film going into it. All I knew is it's a silent film, it's super old, and I was kind of expecting it to be boring just based on those things alone. But it's a good thing with these lists, with this movie, that I'm just not judging it by its cover and not watching this, because this was a really interesting movie. What this movie is about is basically there is a couple that is having some problems, and the man is having an affair with this woman, and this woman wants the man to murder his wife and move away with her. And so a lot of this movie is kind of about the man's struggle with that, and then where that goes forward from there. Very interesting stuff. Stuff that I wasn't expecting, actually. It was a lot deeper and more interesting, I think, than I was expecting, which was cool. And I actually do think they did a pretty good job at kind of exploring this topic here with this man having an affair, and like what that like what kind of stress and kind of chaos is brought into this family because of that, and then taking it the one step further, you know, or multiple steps further, I guess, of you know, okay, the plan to murder his wife and all this. And that just, that kind of ratchets up some of the tension. And also, I think they do, especially for a silent film where you really don't get any actual talking with these people, like, there's seriously like 5 or 6 lines in the entire movie. But without that, I think they do a pretty good job at kind of diving into these characters and showing you kind of where they're at and why they're making the decisions that they're making. And I thought that was really, really well done and well kind of portrayed without very much sound. It's just the music and everything, you know, like silent films do. Of course, you have like a lot of this silent film kind of tropes of this really kind of over the top acting. On the other hand, though, I think it wasn't as over the top as some of the previous silent films that I've seen, both on this list and off this list. I'd say, honestly, this probably has maybe the most subtle acting that I've seen in a silent film. But that's, you know, that's mixed in with a lot of over-the-top acting and people kind of flailing all over the place in ways that they don't in real life, you know. But they're trying to portray something without any words or without any, I don't know, with with a lack of subtlety that isn't not just kind of not present in a lot of the silent movies, maybe. I might be wrong to say it like that, but there you go. So for the first like half an hour or so of this movie, I was pretty engaged, surprisingly so, and like I was into it. And once you get past that first half an hour, that first probably 45 minutes of the movie, then there is like a half an hour of just fluff. It's you get this really interesting stuff, really, you know, and then it just moves on, and it's almost like this could have been like a great, you know, short film, or maybe just an hour, 45 minutes to an hour long film, but they're like, no, we want to buff it out to an hour and a half because that's how long this film is. And so they just took this one thread that they were working on, and they just stretched that out over the course of a half an hour to really kind of fill in that time before you get to the end, in which they kind of revert back to the main story at hand and kind of, you know, leave you with a punch and all that, which I actually really liked the end as well. I really liked the beginning of the movie, and I really liked the end, and I liked part of the long stretched out part, but it just went on for way too long. Like, I get what they were going for. They did it for way too long, and it just felt like a lot of excess fluff that was completely unnecessary in here. So, again, I get what they were going for, and what they went for, it worked. They didn't need to go for as long as they did with that to get the point across that they were trying to get across. And ultimately, some of those parts started to get boring because it was just too long in those sections, in my opinion. But then once it gets back on track, I was kind of back into the story again, and I was kind of invested in these characters again, and I was like, wow, this is actually a really interesting and really effective film in a way that I was just kind of not expecting at all, I guess just because, oh, it's a silent film, and I just kind of, you know, me being a millennial or whatever, just kind of dismissed it out of hand, and it's just like, okay, yeah, but then there is a lot more to this movie than than you might think, and there's a lot. I guess it can engage me more than I expected with it being, you know, a silent film and all that jazz. So anyway, overall, pretty good movie. It has its ups and downs a little bit, I think, there. But I thought it was a surprisingly good movie, and it's definitely one of the better silent films that I've seen. I would give it a 3.5 out of 5 stars on the enjoyability scale. I would actually be really interested to see someone remake this and make it like, you know, because this is kind of a slow drama kind of movie, and if they could remake it into a modern day slow drama with a lot of like tension, like some thriller kind of tension in there as well, which, you know, they were kind of going for in this movie, and some of that, I don't know, some of it doesn't come across quite like it does today just because of the old filmmaking sensibilities. So if they remade it with actual dialogue, and they remade it with, with the modern day filmmaking sensibilities and everything, I think this could be an extremely intense movie, and also like a good story, like a good story all the way around. And I think it could be a better movie, you know, with modern day technology. If you get a really good director on there, you could definitely make this a better movie, I think. And I would be really curious to see that done. But yeah, anyway, there, that's what I think of Sunrise. So that is it for this episode of the AFI's Top 100. That was number 82. Up next, we're going to have number 81 with Spartacus. A big epic. So we'll see how that goes. That's it for this time, guys. This is David Arrington of the Helix Reviews Podcast signing out. Bye-bye, guys.